This is Morning Edition from NPR on WGLT and WGLT.org. 38-year-old Peoria native Calvin Jones says racism experienced early and often when he moved to Bloomington Normal at the end of fourth grade caused him to distrust authority figures. He says he had multiple incidents of being singled out by teachers at Fairview Elementary, and that one teacher even wrote an apology letter later for intentionally messing with him because he was black. Jones spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. He says an even more vivid experience happened in the mid-90s after his uncle picked him up from basketball practice at Chittix Junior High.
And my uncle G's driving a BMW with tinted windows, and we got pulled over because the officer said the tint was too dark on his car. And my uncle G is looking at the officer like, what do you mean my tint is too dark? I bought it off the car lot this way. I mean, as a kid, you're not understanding. As a black man, you've been pulled over in with a nice car. You know, they didn't know that my Uncle G was a general manager of Rent-A-Centers and managed 10 stores and made a pretty nice chunk of change in the early 90s or whatever you want to call it. And so I can just remember the officers talking to my uncle and just kind of, you know, again, listening to the demeanor and how he's talking to him, like just blatant, like disrespect, like he's just not a man. And I'm just looking at him as a child like, what is up with this officer, you know? Because as a kid, what do boys play when they're playing outside? All the boys play cops and robbers, and all the boys play the good guy, you know? I mean, you assume that the good guy is there to do good things, you know? And if there's a misunderstanding, he's going to listen and, okay, I misunderstood or whatever, you know? He asks for my uncle's license. Uncle gives it to him. And he looks at me and asks me for a license.
And you're 12 years
old? I'm 12 years old. I'm literally wearing a Chittix Junior High School practice jersey. It says Chittix Junior High School across my chest. So what do? I look down at my chest like, can you not see that I'm a kid with a kid shirt on? Like, I obviously can't drive a car, and I obviously don't have a driver's license, but I'm tall, right? And the guy, officer, put his gun to my window and said, get out of the car. You look like a big boy. And my Uncle G is, at this point, he's screaming at the officer, leave that boy alone. Why are you doing that to him? Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's just a kid. He's just a kid. The boy told you he doesn't have no license. He's a child. I'm picking him up from basketball practice. Like, you see it says Chittix on his shirt. But when I saw that officer's gun in my window, you're talking about the psyche of a 12-year-old boy. It's like watching a superhero melt in front of your eyes. You know, it's like, why is he doing this to me? You know, you're questioning, like, I told him I don't have a license. Can he see that it says Chittix Junior High School on my shirt? The school is right behind Pub 2. Like, you could drive there. Like, we're obviously coming from that area. But he pulls me out of the car, made my uncle still sit in his seat. My uncle still had to sit in his seat while he pulls me out of the passenger side. And he rummages through my Chittix Junior High School backpack until he finds my Chittix Junior High School ID. And that's when he let us go. And I just remember being like, why did he do that? And then, you know, staring down the barrel of a gun when you're 12 years old, you're thinking about death. Like, is he going to shoot me? Like, what is going on? Like, and why would he think just because I'm taller than him that I'm a threat? Like, I can't help that God made me tall. That was my first time coming from Peoria in an all-black neighborhood, was considered a bad neighborhood or a violent neighborhood. I had never in my life had a gun put in my face.
How did the officer justify what he did to you?
He didn't. He just did what he did and let us go. It wasn't no apology. It wasn't nothing. And I just remember getting back in the car with my uncle, and that's when he had to have the adult conversation about being a black man, about how people are going to assume things about me that I'm not. Unfortunately, Calvin, you're dark-skinned too, so they're really going to think about you something that's not true, because when they see a very, very dark-skinned man, they respond with fear first. For some reason, I don't know why, but they respond with fear first, and that's been common in my life. And after almost 37 years of it, you start to get used to just filing things away, you know, this just the way things are. You know, people just don't see me. People just don't see you unless I'm making a tackle or shooting a basketball or entertaining in some type of way. You know, they'll see me then after a game when I'm playing with their kids, giving autographs or something like that. But once I take off that jersey or that label or whatever, like, I'm just blending in with everybody else. And that's just been the way of life. That was my first interaction with the officer.
That's Bloomington's Calvin Jones speaking with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. More of this conversation and all the stories in this series can be heard and read right now at WGLT.org.